Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss Jamaica Festival activities, as well as a concerted effort to transform the culture of Emancipendence celebrations. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
There are a number of policy changes that you've said that we've drilled down on, quietly and systematically working on changing the structure of how we redevelop our cultural mores, but also how we spawn culture, because we can't allow it to happen by accident. A lot of our young people are learning to play music by ear. They're very talented. So we're going into the rural communities and having training sessions and training even our duppy bands to play music with our young people. So there are a number of things that we have done, which I'll speak about when you ask.
Tell us about some of these policy shifts, Minister.
Well, one of them is we've shifted the date of the Festival of the Arts in schools. We have now put it to the first term so that our teachers and students have time to prepare and they don't buck up on exams. Whereas before it was in the third term, what we've done is we've also worked with the NYS program so that we now pay performance art specialists coming out of Edna Manley, coming out of Excelsior, to go into parishes and help train the talent. Because what was happening is we were having a lot of people coming to festival, but the kind of repertoire and the kind of certain style and the quality that was coming, we needed them to raise their bar so that if you wanted to go overseas and work, or if you wanted to use it and even have it as a stepping stone for scholarships, you are able to do that. So we've now put expertise in the place to start working with these children over months. So that will start come September. That's one of the major policy changes we've made. Another one is we have developed, and we are developing, just in the same way we create our athletes through a system, we're now creating and moving to create musicians and persons who understand music. So even writing scores of music, we're also training for them to play in different genres. A lot of the young people who play at Nine Nights, for instance, on these duppy bands, play by ear, and they play the bongo rhythm, and they play the mento. But they don't really know the ska, the history of ska, the rock steady, etc. They hear it. So what we've been doing with Jereo is over the last couple of weeks, going into the rural communities in particular, getting the young people, teaching them the history of Jamaican music, because we have developed, and I enjoy it too, a sound system culture, and because we want bands to play live music. So we've started in this first, for the first time, Live Music Tuesdays, which was now a policy, so to showcase these bands, because many people don't recognize that in Europe, for instance, ska is a big deal.
Absolutely.
There's 800 ska bands, not one of them are Jamaican. In Japan, there are 200, not one Jamaican. So we're saying to young people, look, we want to train you as a ministry. We want you to recognize that there's a livelihood. A lot of the young people want farm work cards, but look, there are avenues, and a lot of overseas persons want bands. So we've started that program. A lot of our young people see ska, don't appreciate it, but the rest of the world does. And they're utilizing it. But unless we start to train our young people to accept the culture, because in a very strange way, what I've recognized is we are such a creative people and powerful that we create these things out of our own struggles. The songs that we create, etc. But we now have to move in a strategic way to help them to get on their feet in many respects. So those are what the policy changes are, and they are long-term, that we're looking for long-term development, and we want to train and spawn from the ground up culture, the music, teaching a music appreciation, poetry, how to write music, even with the National Library, we're doing things, but also to even say to our persons who are writing books, print them in Spanish and Chinese, our publishers. We're going out to them and saying these things because we have to compete in culture globally. So those are some of the things.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect.
Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.